Good evening,
Log
everyone.
Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Chanel Budd, Coach Chanel Budd, with the Selfless Love Lessons. Today's topic, or tonight's topic, is going to be on faithfulness. And so, last Thursday, I had given everyone questions to come back on tonight with in regards to faithfulness. What does faithfulness mean to you? Are you faithful? Do you have faith? The topic and questions are very, very important tonight in regards to faithfulness. So lesson six of Selfless Love Talk, well, Selfless Love Lesson, is from my ebook and paperbook that you can find on Amazon under Chanel Rosebud. So I'm going to go ahead and start with faithfulness, lesson six. I'm going to go ahead and read it. Faithfulness is to be loyal, trustworthy, and dependable in any relationship. This action is another one that takes time to obtain for some. Depending on your relationship, it should be communicated from the beginning and acted upon without a second thought in a loving way. To be faithful is also a choice that is led by the actions of one's true character. If there is doubt, a self-evaluation needs to be done to ensure it's not the insecurities within you. Communicating the reasons why you're feeling discouraged about his or her faithfulness will strengthen the relationship if there's no unfaithfulness. I'll say that again in regards to this last sentence I just said. Communicating the reasons why you're feeling discouraged about his or her faithfulness will strengthen the relationship if there's no unfaithfulness. Always be very honest with, This will be one of the most beneficial things to do for both of you. I have bullet points, and there's four of them on this, and it's how to maintain faithfulness. Number one, communicate to reassure a bond is safe, secure, and without distractions of anyone on the outside. Number two, doubtless living, supporting and nurturing one another. Number three, to be manfully respectful and trusting each other. And number four, supporting and encouraging without judgment of known weaknesses or insecurities. So I'm going to go to the biblical word in regards to faithfulness. So I have here Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So, in regards to faithfulness, I'm going to say it starts with God. It starts with God, and it starts with yourself. In order for you to be faithful, you have to know what being faithful means. If you don't know what it means, how can you be faithful? So, I'll start with self first, because a lot of times there's people who deal and battle with relationships and you know, being faithful to people if they don't know who they are. And we oftentimes get into relationships not knowing who we are and what faithfulness, love, or any of those things mean. So tonight I'm touching on the faithfulness within yourself, because the faithfulness within yourself in God, second, and I'm saying second for a reason. will only allow you to then begin to be able to have the faithfulness you need with other people. So faithfulness comes when you start to understand and trust your own self and being loyal within yourself. Whenever you obtain a relationship with the Lord through the Holy Spirit or through trials and tribulations, which oftentimes leads us into our relationship with the Lord, you begin to understand what faithfulness really means. And to love and value who you are will allow you to trust and have that loyalty for other people. And in this, this tonight is going to be a little bit deeper for me. And I'm saying that because there's a lot of different emotions that are flowing within me right now because I lost a loved one. And I have a husband who is in the hospital right now. So long story short, what I'm getting to is that when you love, you have to love yourself first. You have to love God more. And so with faithfulness, until you understand what that means, you cannot really be loyal to anyone. And the enemy is quick to deceive us into thinking that a false faithfulness is okay. And it's a deceitful faithfulness. So you're thinking that, okay, I'm being loyal or faithful to this person because I want something out of it, because this person is doing this, that, and the other for me. So I'm going to be faithful for the things that I need from this person, which is a deceit. It's a deceitful way of being faithful. When you're actually truly faithful to yourself, then God, in God, not then, but in God, you understand that faithfulness is a whole completely different thing than what you perceive it to be. So I'm going to try to give an example just so that I can have everybody understand, like, the worldly part of what faithfulness is versus, you know, knowing and having a relationship with the Lord and Him being in your life and giving you what you need so that you can understand what it means to be faithful in God's eyes and being true to yourself, because it's all about trusting and being dedicated and loyal. But if you don't know how to do it for yourself and with God, how can you truly do it with another human being? So an example, I'm just going to come up with something random. But an example of this would be, okay, I met somebody, you know, who is telling me that they'll be able to take care of my needs financially, and, you know, I'll feel like I'm being supported and I'll have security. So you're looking at it from that aspect, that this is everything I need and I'll be okay. So I'm going to be faithful to this person for those perceived things because he's given you or she's given you what you need. So in that aspect, it's a need, like a need that you feel like you want in the flesh but not in the spirit. So when you look at it on a spiritual aspect, those things may come to pass. Those things may not be what you expected them to be because you have high expectations for the things you feel like you need in the flesh, but in the spirit you still have a void. And a void is because it was a worldly deception. So these are the things that I wanted to touch on tonight, because faithfulness truly comes from within. It comes from you knowing who you are, embracing who you are, being true to who you are, and understanding and accepting who God is in your life. Having a relationship, because the Holy Spirit is the spirit that will lead you teach you and show you what it is to truly be faithful in the spirit and not in the flesh, because they're two different things. But once you understand what faithfulness really means, it will help your relationships in every aspect. You will understand how and what it means to be faithful. And it's not, again, in just relationships, because you can be working, you can have partnerships, you can have networks and things like that. But if you don't understand or know what it really means to be faithful, then your flesh can take over and the deception can step in, and you're doing things out of the flesh that are wrong and hurtful. But in your mindset, you're thinking, okay, I'm doing the right thing because this is what my flesh says feels good, or this is what I want, or I'm getting security out of this. I'm getting financial needs met out of this. But it's not the right thing. So those are some of the things I wanted to touch on tonight. I have one more scripture I'm going to read, and it's from Isaiah 25:1. And so it's, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness you have done marvelous things, things planned long ago. So God already knows what it is that he has for us. He has already done everything. But we have to be on the right path and understanding and getting fed and doing what we need to do to get to what God has already planned for us. And tonight I wanted to touch on faithfulness, because faithfulness is key. You want to make sure that what you're doing, you believe in and you trust in and you're loyal to. And it starts with yourself and God, God and yourself. Is there anyone that has a question or a question for me or would like to say anything? Is there anyone that would like to speak? When it comes to relationships, I'll speak on that, and being faithful in a relationship. Faithfulness is something that you have, whether or not you trust another person or not, because faithfulness is something that is individually given. So it's something that you believe in and you trust in yourself. So I'm asking, is there anything or anyone who would, is there anything somebody would like to speak on or have a question about? Because I believe that it's important for us all to understand and know what it is to be faithful. Faithfulness.
Chanel, can you hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, hi. Faithfulness to me, it's a word that you have to put above all other words, because it's dealing with you, for me, coming out of yourself and giving yourself to this, to your God or to your loved one or to whatever you may idolize. But faithfulness is true trust, where you don't have to question it, you don't have to doubt it, you know it's going to have you, it's going to support you. and the only trust that I can be faithful to is the Lord, because he's the only one who will never, you know, set you down or disappoint you. He will always direct you, you know, to what is right. And so to be able to, you know, trust and love and trust that his word is true, like he says, you have to, you know, give your time to it. You have to, you know, build trust in order to get you that faithfulness, that exalted name, you know, because the Lord is the God we love, you know. And so for me, it was hard for me to get to that level until I had to drop or submit or to let go the worldly thing in order to find that love that I was searching for, which ended up being with the Lord. And now I can say that my love for him, you know, and his love for me, you know, it's just my trust. I trusted him till he got me. So it is faithfulness that way for me. And nobody could give that to me. You know, I've reached that level where I've, you know, had relationship, you know, you love your children, you know, to the level where you love. But I needed more. I was looking for, you know, more love. And in order for me to get into myself, I had to have a spiritual person there to guide me, you know, because if you don't know how to love yourself in the way that you seek love, then, you know, you're lost. But God stepped in and the Holy Spirit spoke, and it was guiding me to that level and to where I don't have that void anymore, you know, because I had a terrible void, and I had everything, you know. I mean, I had material everything, but I didn't have the husband everything. You know, I didn't have, you know, the happiness, you know, that I was seeking. But when my Holy Spirit started speaking to me, it woke me up, and it allowed me to step out. It allowed me to move away from myself. It allowed me to see, you know, even when I got into the mirror, and it allowed me to see myself through the mirror image, I was growing into trust. I was growing into be able to depend on the word of God about who I am and where I'm going, and he loves me unconditionally. So my faithfulness only could go towards God, no one else.
Right, but the thing about faithfulness that I was I'm touching on tonight is God is the only one. But what I mean by that is, to be faithful, you have to be faithful for yourself. Because if you're faithful for yourself and you're faithful with God, it'll discipline you enough to be faithful with the people in your life.
Yeah,
whether
that's what
they
I was
faithful to you or not. It'll it'll direct you not to go outside of what you're faithful about, and then you can make a decision, a healthy and wise decision on whether or not you want to continue a relationship, whether it's work, a relationship, family, or whatever else. It'll give you, you know, the reassurance that you're doing everything you need to do to be faithful in a relationship. So as long as you know that you're doing the right things and you're in order with the Lord and yourself, when you make your decisions, it's more rational because you know that you're doing everything you need to do. And so that's what I mean about being faithful. Because faithfulness comes, you have to be able to be faithful and understand what faithfulness means to you. If you're not faithful to yourself, you can't be really, honestly, 100% faithful to anything else. If you're not faithful to yourself in the Lord.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because outside of that, you have to, you know, you just don't come into faithfulness. You have to be taught that. You have to be true to it. You have to, you know, because if you don't know not for me, but if you don't know, you know, how to put on your right, put your right shoe on your right foot, you know, you have to be taught that. You see what I'm saying? And so a lot of people, even though when they grow up, you know, a lot of things have come, you know, against them, and they don't know how to trust, and they don't know how to, they don't know how to, you know, understand. You see what I'm saying? And so if you have your, you know, like your mother or, you know, someone who has, you know, who sees what's going on with you to redirect you, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. You know.
It is a lot. It is a lot. And through life, you'll understand it a lot more. But the Holy Spirit was actually what taught me and had me to understand what it is to really and truly be faithful. And so,
but that's what I'm saying.
The enemy's job is really to distract us from the truth, right? So anything that is true and it's right, it's really harder to understand and take grasp of because everybody's doing the same thing. Like in the world, everybody's doing the same thing. And so you begin to think that the worldly way is the right way, which is not the right way. And
which
I've
is
been
not correct.
Right,
correct,
and I've learned
that
way. But when you have the Holy Spirit guide you and allow him
right.
to guide you and start listening to what he is saying within you, it'll help you to understand what it means to really love, to really communicate, to really be faithful. I mean, all of these things to understand. It all takes time. It all takes work. It's not an overnight thing. It's not like, okay, tonight's discussion is on selfless love, lessons, faithfulness, and we're going to get it all in one night. No, these are just seeds being planted so that, you know, the door is open to seek the Lord more, to understand more, because in the world we live in right now, it's the most chaotic and stressful and depressing world we're in. And so I was led to create the Selfless Love Lessons as a platform, as a guide, to try to at least open up the minds of those who are having those questions in their head, you know, or on their heart. And so with me doing this, it's just a guide, you know, and I'm still imperfect. God is still working on me, but I'm obedient. I'm obedient to share what he has given me, no matter what I'm going through. And that's the thing. A lot of people feel like, you know, oh, I'm in a rut, or oh, God can't use me, or oh, you know, I've been through so much and I've done so much that, you know, God will never accept me. But that's a lie. And these are the lies
that's
of
right.
the enemy.
That's right.
They're lies. And they keep you bound. They keep you in depression. They keep you in darkness. They keep you without hope. And it's, they're all lies. They're all lies. And so,
okay. Well, you know, I understand that. Yeah, you know, I understand that. I was speaking in terms of coming into your question.
Yes. I decided to not let my life be in vain. I decided to trust the Lord. I decided to surrender my all, my good, my bad, my worst, my ugly, my pretty, my beautiful. I decided to surrender every part of me to the Lord because I knew that man was incapable of doing anything. Everything that man has ever
right.
done, man has destroyed.
Right.
But everything that God has done, he has done for our good. And so what I'm doing is being obedient no matter what. No matter what. And sharing this space, you know, I'm sharing this space because I feel like this space is very important. And so tonight I just wanted to reflect and touch and speak on what faithfulness means. you know, to you, to any of my callers or listeners or, you know, anyone who's streaming, it's important for us to understand that we are important, we are loved, no matter what our flaws are, whatever, you know, you lack, God has for you. Wherever you're weak, He will strengthen you. And so tonight, that's what I wanted to touch on. I'm very grateful for this show and for LaShondra Lewis. I don't know if she's on or not tonight, but just starting me out, you know, with Granny's Place was a blessing because I was fearful. I didn't know what I was doing, what I was going to say, what God was going to have me do. And several years ago, I want to say 3 years ago, she had me as a guest speaker on her show. And I never thought I would be at this place in this moment and being able to give and share some of the things that have touched me and God has led me to share. Because not everything is for everybody. So there will be things that you'll go through in life that not everybody needs to know about. Some things are just personally for you and God. But there's things that He will give you that He wants you to give to other people. Whenever you go through things in life, your hardships, your breakups, your hurts, your pains, trials, tribulations, traumas, they're not just for you. We are vessels. And so sometimes we'll go through things just to help other people get through. And that's the thing about selfless love, because I try to open up everybody's mindset to know that really our lives are not ours. And when we came down here on mission. And so we said okay to whatever mission or plan God had for us before we got here. So that's why some people go through deja vus and I've been here before, I smelled that before, or I've seen that before, or familiar spirits and things like that. It's because we already had a plan for our lives before we got here. But are you going to be obedient enough, trustful enough, have enough faith to do what it is you were called to do? The power that we have in us is greater, really greater. And I have to tell myself this daily. The power we have in us is greater than our oppressor, than our circumstances. And we have to tap into it to be able to see it evolve. It will not evolve. We will not conquer unless we are faithful and trustworthy and loyal enough to trust the process. So, is there anything else that anyone would like to say? I'm going to go ahead and unmute the mics for last-minute questions or conversations or anything you may have for me, or just want to share any testimonies or difficulties or anything like that that you want to share. The mics are open, so you can speak if you may. All right, I'm going to go into prayer. I'm muting everybody. So tonight, I just want to go ahead and go into prayer. I know there's a lot going on right now, and even with the show, even with God's people doing what they are called to do, and being obedient to the call of what God is having us do in this world for His children. It's a difficult task. It's not easy. a lot of distractions, a lot of pain, a lot of, you know, difficulties, challenges, and things like that. I am one that will be very, very transparent and speak on that because I go through it a lot. But I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior for the Lord. And so I know they're coming, but when they come, sometimes it's like, okay, my guard is down. or I'm dealing with one thing, but there's five other things coming or right there as well. So it gets overwhelming. But in that, I still know that these things are not coming to me because I'm not doing right. They're coming to me because I am doing right. And so they come to try to discourage me from doing the will of God and serving out what I'm doing for God. So I thank God even in the midst of my trials and tribulations, although it does hurt. And I am heavy laden, heavy burdened. I am. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not. I am. But in it, I still trust and I have faith in the Lord. I am loyal to the Lord because I know that the Lord has me. He has already mapped all of my life out. He knew my name before I knew my name. He knew my parents before I knew my parents or they knew that I would be their child. And so I am grateful. And I am honored to be chosen to do this. And so tonight I'm just going to leave and close with a prayer of thanksgiving, like just being thankful, thanking the Lord through all things. So Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, and I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for this show. I thank you for the people who are on this show, Lord. I thank you for those who will listen to it in the future, Heavenly Father. I thank you for you choosing me. I'm so grateful, Lord, even through the trials and the tribulations, even through me not having, even through me and my flaws and my ways, Lord, and my frustrations and things like that, Lord, I thank you. And I am obedient to the will and the call that you have put on my life because this call will not be in vain. Everything that I have been through, Lord, I know that it's for your glory. And so I just thank you, Lord, and I ask that everybody is protected. I ask for a supernatural covering over everybody, Lord, their families and everyone connected to them. I ask you, Lord Jesus, if there's anything on their heart and their minds that need to be healed, heal them, Lord. Guide them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. I just thank you for all you are and who you are, Lord, in our lives. You are God. You are God. You are the I am. You are the beginning and the end. And I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for choosing me, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. And I love everybody on this line. I pray for peace, joy, and happiness in your lives. And I ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just pour out blessings upon them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you and amen. All right. I hope everybody on last in the last couple of minutes. Is there anything you would like to say before we disconnect?
Chanel?
Yes.
I just want you to know that I'm so proud of you. I thank the Lord for using you at this time. But we all hear you, you know. Some people might not say anything, but we hear you, those who are on, you know, and you just keep pressing forth and don't, you know, just don't give up because this is so needed. So we thank the Lord for using you. We thank the Lord for your obedience, you know, to keep pressing forth, no matter what distraction, no matter, you know, what comes to be, you just keep pushing forth because it is about you. God is using you, you know, at this time. And sometimes you have to pass the torch, you understand? And so I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud of how you relate and how you can give, you know, the answers, the questions. You're just, you know, you're just you know, marvelous. I just thank you. I just thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is there anyone else that would like to say anything? We are at our closing. So I just want to thank you all, and I want you to have a marvelous night. And we will meet again next Thursday. I
thank
am
you.
Going to have an open forum. So if anybody wants to speak on, because we're wrapping up with the selfless love lessons, and so the last two shows that I have, they're actually amazing. But if there's anything that anybody would like to speak about after the shows, the next two that are coming on, I would like to hear feedback, give me questions. I am accepting guest speakers, so you are welcome anytime of the day, if there's a specific time, you know, we can discuss that. But this is an open forum. You all can come on. If there's any type of topic or relationship issue or whatever, you're welcome here. So I just want to thank you all and have a good night.